How can I say thanks for the things you've done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels cannot express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He has.
Let's just lift our hands to the Lord for a moment. Let's just give Him all the glory right now, all the honor and all the praise He's deserving. Let's be thankful, Lord, for a moment to the Lord. We thank You, Lord Jesus, for giving us this week, giving us this year, Lord, giving us this life that we live, oh God, our families, our friends, all of the provisions that You've given us, Lord. We thank You, Lord Jesus. We just want to be thankful tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank You, Jesus. We thank You, Lord. Praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you're a first-time guest here tonight, we'd just like to welcome you to Calvary Gospel Church this Thanksgiving week. And we're so glad you're here. We have a at our kiosk, or if an usher might have handed you one of these green cards, this is our connection card. And we'd like for you to fill that out and give that to our usher staff or someone in the back. And if you're online, you could also fill that out at the bit.ly link that's provided, Brittany. If you have, never mind, it's going to go up there in a minute. So, it's not on in the back. I'm sorry, I'm confused. There it is. That bit.ly link right there. And then there also we have, moving on to giving. So, if you haven't given here in a while, or you haven't given here online or in person, let me just start over. We're going to start over. If you'd like to give, you can give by, you can use the cgcmadison.org /giving on your PC, or you can mail in your offering to our address here, 5301 Commercial Avenue, or you can give on a new mobile app on Apple or Android. You can download that app by scanning that link, or if you'd like to see Pastor Phil, he can help you get that on your phone if you need to get that as well. We have a few announcements. You may be seated. Sorry to keep you guys up. I'm messing everything up tonight, so I'm so used to seeing that screen kind of giving me the prompts, it threw me off. Sorry, guys. We want to announce tonight that tomorrow is our Thanksgiving dinner, and so we'll be serving the community dinner at 1 o'clock. Tonight we'll be asking any of the volunteers that are here that would like to help us set up directly after service, that you could you can just, right after service, you can go up there. We have a lot, go in there, we have a lot of tables and chairs to set up. And we have some food prep that's left that we can have you help us put some stuff together, decorate, cover the tables. We do need some help. So if you would like to volunteer tonight to do that, can I get a show of hands if some people would like to stay after? That's perfect. We got more than enough. Appreciate you guys. And so tomorrow the schedule will be like this at around 10 o'clock. If you'd like to help prepare food, that'd be a great time to come in. That gives us about 3 hours to kind of do the final bits. Sister Powell will be in there, and she's kind of managing the food prep. We're going to have some smoked turkeys and all different types of other goodies and stuff like that. Some pies. We'll need some help slicing pies. And then at about 12 o'clock or so, if you wanted to come in and start help getting ready to set up for serving, we need plenty of servers. We need plenty of people here to help just meet and greet and hang out with everybody. We'll start the actual serving at 1 o'clock. And then if you want to help clean up, we'll be starting to clean up as needed, but probably around 3 o'clock will be the time that we're starting to really gear into to cleaning up. So if you'd like to be a part of that anytime during the day, that you can come and hang out with us. And we want to not just be task-oriented on this meal where we're just coming in and I'm here to cook, but we want to not to look for the task, but actually come in and look for a person to hang out with, to fellowship with. If it's a visitor, or if it's one of the saints of the church, just come in and just slow down a little bit and hang out with everybody, and we can have a good time. Amen. Speaking a little bit, one last thing, one detail is that we will be delivering food this year to shut-ins and folks that are of need. Our list has not been very large. And so what I'm asking is, if anybody here would like to, if they think of any names of folks that need probably a meal delivered to them, if you could come to me or Sister Stone or Sister Lindsay Simmons after service and give us the name, I'd like to add them to the list. Also, if you'd like to deliver yourself, you're more than welcome to do that. You can come, we can prepare the meals, and you can put them in your car and deliver them yourself. So that'd be great. Another announcement we have on December 3rd, 3rd and the 4th, we have the Ladies' Weekend. And so this is going to be an awesome time for the ladies to get together. Over here in Deerfield, they've rented out a coffee shop. There'll be some of the festivities here, some there. You need to register, though, for this event online. If you need any help with that, you can see Sister Waters, and she's in the back. Wave your hand, Sister Brittany. She's been organizing this and doing a fantastic job, and we appreciate Brittany for all she's doing. And so this will be a ladies, it'll be Saturday sessions followed by a lunch right here at the church. So see Sister Waters if you need to get registered for that. One last thing, you see a lot of masks. The mask mandate was supposed to be taken off the day after Christmas. If you're not aware, they extended it another month. till the end of the year now. So if we're not taking the signs off the doors and all that stuff, because by law we're required to do the signage and all of those good things. So that's what's happening still here. So let's all stand. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. As you are probably aware, if you're not aware, in Waukesha this week, there was a Christmas parade. And that parade, someone entered into the parade with their vehicle and hit about 65 people with their car. And intentional or no, we don't know what happened exactly, what was going through their head, but many people were hurt, and at least 6 people have passed away. One of the individuals, his name was Jackson Sparks. He's an 8-year-old boy from the McGuanago Church, a family that goes to our McGuanago Church, a UPCI church, a UPCI family. We want to pray, especially for those that are close to us, and we just want to pray for that church. The pastor recently lost his father as well, a week ago or so, and so it's a lot of turmoil in the middle of a holiday season. So we want to remember that church and that family in their prayers. Also, one of the ladies, her name was Miss Durand. She was a victim. She was killed. She was my boss's wife from a job that I had in Madison when I first showed up here. So she's also my sister-in-law's mother-in-law, and so she passed away as well. So I'm some small connections there, but we want to remember my sister-in-law's family in this at this time as well. If you have a special need tonight, would you like to just lift your hands to the Lord? It's sometimes the holidays can be kind of rough on people, and there's a lot of stress and a lot of things that can happen. We got to meet family members that maybe we don't get along with all the time. So let's just pray that we all are a great witness over the next couple weeks as we go before our family members. And also for those needs that are raised, let's just go to the Lord in prayer right now. Would you just pray out loud for a moment with me? Lord Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, that you'll touch every need that's represented here tonight. God, you'll bless, oh God, these families as they go into these Thanksgiving dinners, Lord. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to let them be a witness, let them be a light to lost family members and those that are close to them, Lord God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to touch Waukesha tonight and all of these many dozens of people that are still in the hospital right now, God, and with lots of questions. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, especially those who have lost loved ones this last week, God, this church in McGuanago, God, we ask you to touch this entire church. Let them be a light and a witness for you, God, and let them still see hope and, Lord God, something out there, Lord Jesus. Just let the Christians shine their light right now, Lord God. Let them minister, Lord. Let them come in to open doors, Lord Jesus, and help wherever they can, Lord Jesus. We ask you, God, to touch the Duran family, Lord, right now, and my sister-in-law's family, Lord. We ask you just to go into this family, Lord Jesus, and give them comfort, peace, and rest. And all for these other families, Lord God, the names of maybe we don't know who they are, Lord God, but we ask you, Lord Jesus, to touch every single family who's lost a loved one in this tragedy this week, God. We don't have all the answers, Lord, but you are the only answer that we know works for everything. You can fix anything, Lord God. You can do anything, God. And we ask you, Lord, tonight, Lord God, that whatever that we can't do, Lord, that we ask you, Lord Jesus, if it be your will tonight to just bless these families, God, and touch them, Lord God, and help them, God, through this time of struggle. And we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to do only what you can do, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
As the band continues to play, I just got this quick story, okay? Because it relates to the songs. I can remember I was on Facebook, and I reached out to one of my favorite singers of all time, okay? Brian Duncan. Some of you may know who he is, some of you may not. And I remember asking about one of his songs, and I did not expect a reply at all. But he replied, and we had a conversation. And I was shocked. He didn't know who I was. I can also remember when I bought a CD from this group, this Christian group that I thought was so cool, but I thought it was pirated. So I reached out on an email and I said, hey, I think this CD's pirated. They said, oh, send it back. We'll buy it from you. Of course, to my shock, It wasn't pirated. It was legit. But they sent me back, just because I reached out to them about pirating, they sent me back a CD and the whole band signed it. And they said, thanks, Dan, and they gave me a bumper sticker. Now, I said all that to say this. It's cool when someone knows you, especially someone who's a star. I mean, Brother Roy Grant knows me. That means something to me. Brother Seidel knows who I am. Brother Kasky, he knows who I am. But even more than that, Jesus knows who I am. He knows all about me. And I'm a friend of God. Hallelujah. Sing this with me.
Well, who am I that you are mindful of me? That you hear me when I call. And is it true that you are thinking of me? That you love me? your name. When the sun's shining down on me, the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. And blessed be your name. When the turkey's black as it can be, we're wondering what we're going to eat. Blessed be your name. Yeah, every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. And when the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. 'Cause you give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. 'Cause you give.
Praise the Lord, church. We have out in the vestibule as well, we are in our Christmas for Christ season, and we have a table out there as you go out right on your left, and there's these envelopes right here, and if your family would like to donate this year to Christmas for Christ, just pick up whatever amount you would like to donate. So if you'd like to donate $100 and there's not a $100 envelope out there, then pick up a 50 and pick up a 25 and pick up any denomination or combination of, or just bring another envelope that says 100 on it. However you want to do that. You can be seated this evening. And we're not going to keep you real long. I told the Brother Dennis back there in the sound booth, I said, make sure I got a microphone that'll last for an hour and a half tonight. I got a lot of things to be thankful for. You're going to hear about every one of them. No. Just what you wanted to hear, right? I'm thankful for a short-winded preacher here. Short notes. No. Thanksgiving. Can you believe it's already that time of the year? And you know what's coming next after Thanksgiving? We're going to have a few snowstorms. And then it'll be Christmas. And then it's going to be January, and then it's going to be February, and I mean, it just amazes me how fast. I thought 2020 went by fast, and 2021 has just flown by. But here we are, Thanksgiving 2021. I'd like to read just a short passage of Scripture tonight. I kind of gave a little bit of a challenge at the end of our service on Sunday. We'll get into that in a minute here, but 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. A reading from the Amplified, this tells us, in every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Now this verse, it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It says to give thanks not for everything, but in everything. And there is a big difference in that. We certainly ought to be thankful, not just because Scripture tells us to be thankful, but we're told to be thankful because, well, quite frankly, we have a lot to be thankful for. I don't know about you tonight, but in my life, there are lots of things that I can be thankful for tonight. There's a lot of things that I am thankful for, but I found out over the course of my life, I'm 59 years old, and I hope to have a number more years added to my life. I like to live another 20 years, 25 years. I don't know, Brother Jerry. We'll just kind of see how things go. But I found out that being thankful or thankfulness can kind of be a little bit fickle at times. And so often our thankfulness, it's focused on just the physical in nature. And we're thankful for our health. I'm thankful for health. I've struggled with it a bit as of late, but I'm still thankful for my health. I'm thankful that God is still allowing me to wake up every morning. And when I wake up, I can see and something hasn't broke down in the middle of the night. Some people just go to sleep and don't wake up. I'm thankful to wake up. I'm thankful for health. I'm thankful for our families. I'm thankful for my mother and my father. And quite frankly, if it wasn't for them, I just wouldn't be here today. I don't think many of you would be here today either. So I'm thankful for my mother and for my father. And I'm thankful for my brother. And he taught me how to fight and how to fend for myself. And so I'm thankful for family. I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for her family. I'm thankful for my home. I know some of us, we complain about where we live and we complain about our home, but boy, it sure is nice waking up at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning when the snow is howling outside and it's warm inside. I'm thankful for my home. I'm thankful for financial stability. I'm not a rich man, but I'm not broke either. And I'm thankful that there's some stability in my life. I'm thankful for the things that we have. Yet all of these things that we talk about are subject to change. When you think about it, our health can break. Our finances can break. Our families can break. Sometimes our bank accounts, they just can run lean, and other times they just simply run out. You ever write a bad check? It's been a long time since I've even wrote a check. How many of you even know what a check is? Barely. I think I've written maybe two checks this whole year that I can recall. I don't write much for checks. I'm kind of a cash type guy. But, sometimes, you ever go to a drive-thru and order and open up your wallet? This happened to me actually just this morning. I thought I had a whole lot more money than I did. And I'm like, oops. Sometimes, but when our money runs out, does our thankfulness run out? Think about that. We live in a world to where that is based, our level of thankfulness and gratitude seems to be based upon how much stuff we have. It's gotten really quiet in here. This is not designed to be a hard-hitting Thanksgiving message. This is just my observations. When I think about this, how does all these adversities affect our thankfulness? We look at the world around us and you can't hardly go through a day without a conversation with somebody where COVID doesn't come up. We're mask mandates extended for another month. I'm not real, I'm just in everything give thanks. Seriously? But I've talked to the last missionary that was here, and he was kind of laughing about all of this. He said, listen, where I live, you want to wear a mask. You know, if you've never been to the Congo and you've never been to some of the side streets, you wanna. So, you know, I look at this. Remember the little challenge I presented, the small challenge at the close of our service on Sunday? Anybody remember what I threw out there kind of as a little challenge? Speak out. Go ahead. Don't be afraid. You got it. Thank you, Sister Julie. Could you stand up and say that to every louder? So you don't want to do that? Brother Derek, would you help your wife out? He won't do it either? Yeah, just say it loud so we can all hear it. Something that's not materialistic that you're thankful for. How many of you thought about that or pondered on that a little bit? I spent a lot of time thinking about that because I'm honest with you. I look around and you think about blessings. You start mentioning all the stuff you have. And it's like, really? That's so our Thanksgiving. What are we thankful for that's not stuff related? What's our gratitude for things that's not stuff? Is our thanksgiving, our gratitude to God only based upon how much He blesses us? And if He's not blessing us, then we're not thankful and we're not happy and we don't have a spirit of gratitude. It's only based on the blessings. Did you know that being thankful, and did you know that thanksgiving, being grateful, is really simply a choice that we make? It's a choice that we make. So much of life, so much that we should be thankful for, are not things that are tangible in our lives, but the intangible parts of our lives. Church, we are so blessed, and not all of our blessings are tangible, hands-on stuff. So I'm so blessed. I sat outside today. Man, was it a beautiful day out, wasn't it? It was over 50 degrees. I'm just thinking, and I'm kind of 54. Thank you. Thank you. Somebody's got a weather app. We were talking before service, and Brother Dan asked me, he says, you know, what song do you want for altar call tonight or the end of service? And I said, you know, you ever remember that song, Brother Dan? Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great cell phone with all the options. Thy great Cadillac Escalade. Thy great 2,500 square foot home with a metal roof. No, thy great salvation. Salvation. I don't know about you, I would rather die poor, broke, and homeless than rich and lost. So powerful, yet so simple. I look at the Psalms, Psalms 100, just make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that He is God, and that He hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Enter into His gates. Come to church with a spirit of thanksgiving. And into His courts with praise, and be thankful unto Him. And bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy endures. It's everlasting, and His truth endures for all generation. Thankful people are thankful by choice. And thankful people are a joyful people. Are you thankful tonight? Are you joyful tonight? I recently read a study in which over the past decade in America, the last 10 years, we went from number 4 on the happiest country to live in to number 20 or 124. So we went from number 4 to number 124 in 10 years. That's a huge drop. Why the big drop? Why is this? Well, the most common answer was the standard of living. My standard of living has changed over the last decade. The cost of living has gone up. It's costing me more to buy my stuff. I can't buy a boat anymore because I can't afford my boat. I can't have a camper, or I can't have a cell phone that I want. I can't have all of the amenities that I want to have in life because it costs too much. And because it costs too much, I can no longer be happy. Everything is all based on the ability to purchase and accumulate stuff. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The peace of God. We live in a world that doesn't have peace. They don't have a peace which passeth all understanding. They don't have tranquility in their lives. They struggle. They suffer. The peace of God comes from having a thankful heart. What this peace will do for you, God says, it will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It will keep your hearts and minds. It will keep your hearts and minds. People are not thankful to the Lord, are not satisfied people. It's hard for our world today to be satisfied with anything. They're discontent, always complaining about what they don't have rather than being grateful for what is God's provision for them. I was hesitant in this message to even mention the beginning of Thanksgiving with the pilgrims because so many people now are against all of that and they're all bad and all of this are past history. And listen, I'm just thankful that I'm here tonight. It wasn't perfect. I mean, Adam and Eve started it all. They messed up and everything else messed up after that. But I'm thankful. They're always discontent, complaining. Psalms 102, serve the Lord with gladness and enter his gates with thanksgiving. Let me ask you this question. Who benefits from being thankful? Who benefits? Verse 5 in Psalm 100, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Those who that are thankful are the ones who have gladness in their hearts and will reap the blessings of God. You want a blessing? You need a blessing? Then be thankful. It's just that simple. Now, we have a lot to be thankful for. We have so much to be thankful for. I'm thankful. Yeah, I'm thankful that I have a vehicle that gets me here to church. But you know what? I'm thankful. I'm thankful for salvation. It's one of those, it's not a tangible thing. It's not something that you could go to Walmart or you could go to Amazon or Google and say, I want to buy salvation. Where can I get a good deal on it this week? Who's got a Black Friday sale on salvation? I'm thankful. I'm thankful for my Savior. I'm thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ in my life and the influence that he has in my life. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for his ever abiding presence in my life. We live in a world of loneliness. People turn to drugs and alcohol and all kinds of things because of loneliness, regardless of where the path of life that life leads for us as a Christian. We're never alone. We say, well, Pastor, I'm going to have Thanksgiving by myself tomorrow. Well, that's your problem. You could come here. You don't have to eat it by yourself. I am so thankful for God and his never-ending assistance in my life. Has God ever helped you out of a pickle? You ever been in a jam and you know it's a, I can't get out of this on my own. I can't spin my way out. I can't maneuver my way out. It's going to take a real miracle from God, and God comes through. The word helper. Has God ever helped you? The word helper comes from a word which means to run. The idea that we are in need, the Lord runs to our aid. He runs to us. Ho! Brother Ben, he's got a need. Brother Ben, Lord help me. Boom! God wants to run. Run to us. He's our comfort. What a blessing. I'm also thankful for his continued anchoring presence in my life. Brother John McDonald, years ago on the old side of the building, used to sing a song, The Anchor Holds. I'm so thankful that God is an ever continued anchoring presence in my life when everything else around is swirling and going crazy. God is right there. The anchor holds in spite of what's going on in the storm. I'm so thankful. One of the greatest sources of thanksgiving that we could ever have this evening is that Jesus Christ never changes. I'm so thankful for a God that doesn't change because the winds change or the climate changes or because currency changes. I'm thankful for a God that is the same. He was what he was then, he is now, from Adam to time and eternity. Jesus Christ will never change. He is still the I am that I am. He will always be the Alpha in the beginning, and he will always be the Omega in the end. He still possesses all power in heaven and in earth. I'm so thankful for our salvation. It's not a tangible thing. It's not something you can pick up and put down. It's not something you have to dust around. Where would I be if it were not for the Lord? I'm so thankful for the price that was paid for my salvation. We spend a lot of money on a lot of things, but we could never spend what the price was paid for your salvation and my salvation. When I was dead in sin, when you were dead in your sins, he sought you out. He called you. He called me. He died for you. He died for me. He redeemed all of humanity. He didn't just die in case you were going to serve him. He died for you whether or not you ever were going to or ever will step foot into a church and receive salvation. He still died for you. And all we had to do was to accept his salvation through faith. Just took a little bit of faith. All we had to do, and we repented of our sins. We were baptized in his name, and we were filled with his spirit with the evidence of speaking in another tongue in a heavenly language. He did it all for me. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that in the Garden of Gethsemane, as he prayed, "Not my will, but thine be done," he didn't say, "Okay, I've had enough of this. I've gone far enough. I'm not going to go any further. I've paid the price. I've done enough." But I'm thankful for the pain that came with my salvation. Sometimes we think it's a pain because we have to sometimes face family and friends and all of this and the other, and family forsakes us perhaps, or friends forsake us, and we think, "Oh, this hurts so much. I can't imagine what pain that Jesus Christ went through as he endured the weight of the sins of all of humanity." Yet, he endured the pain. When I think upon all of this, sometimes it's just too much for my mind to absorb. For you and me, for humanity, the price that we had to pay is so low compared to what he had to pay. He left his throne in glory to bring to us redemption story. Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. His death on the cross is what provided salvation. His blood was spilt, and that provided sanctification for me, so that I'd never have to live in sin. I'm so thankful. It's not a tangible thing. We can't put our arms around it. We can't package it and give it to someone else. There's no way that we can adequately describe what happened to our Lord and Savior on Calvary. But Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 and 7. "Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet he esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." All of us like sheep. All of humanity has gone astray. Each of us has turned on his own way, but the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. First thing that happens to us when things don't go our way, we just got to let somebody know by complaining. "He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter. As a sheep before his shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth." I'm so thankful that he went to a cross and died. I'm thankful he died for your sins, but I'm so thankful and grateful he died for mine. Every day we can be thankful. And last of all, church, I'm thankful for the purpose of salvation. Let me say, what's the primary purpose or the primary goal of salvation? If I asked you this tonight, I would probably get all different kinds of answers on why we feel salvation is so important, or what's the goal or the purpose. It really is simply one word. We can sum it all up in one word. That word would be relationship. Relationship, intimacy with God, a loving, intimate, and eternal relationship with God. The primary purpose of Jesus Christ coming into this world wasn't just so he could feed 5,000 and walk on water and raise Lazarus from the dead and heal the brokenhearted and the leper and the blind and the lame and all of that. That was all an extra added benefit for humanity, but he came because he was concerned, Carrie Millen, about your soul and my soul. That's why he came. It was not all about miracles. It was about relationship. And it was about restoration. He desired to restore humanity back the way that he had originally and initially started it as. You see, just before the beginning of sin, God would come into the garden and he would talk with Adam and Eve every evening. It was in the garden. But you see, it was sin that came and entered into the world that caused hostility and separation between God and man. But you see, when Jesus Christ came, he gave himself as a sacrifice to restore the relationship with humanity. I'm so thankful, Brother Jerry. I'm so thankful tonight that God, in spite of all of my attitudes at times, in spite of all of my frustrations, in spite of sometimes how I treat God even. You ever get mad at God? You ever say things and you come back later and you're like, Lord, I'm so sorry. I had a bad attitude. I don't know what came over me. But you see, he suffered death so that he might sanctify. Sanctify means to separate from vain things and to set apart for use of God or godly use. He died to take on the vile sins of humanity and separate us from our sins and to separate us from the world. I'm so thankful tonight. There's so many things I can be thankful for, but salvation has to be at the top and stay at the top of my thankfulness list. We can stand this evening, and Brother Dan, let's just sing, "Thank You, Lord, for Saving My Soul." I'm so thankful. I was lost. I was dirty. I was undone. But he cleansed me. He cleansed me. And he set me apart. And it's all because of the blood of Jesus Christ. As a Christian, we have so much more than stuff to be thankful for. So this Thanksgiving season, as it carries on into the Christmas season, be thankful in those things in our lives that will last through eternity. Don't get caught up in all of this stuff, church. Stuff's nice. It makes our lives convenient, but it doesn't get us to heaven. It doesn't save us souls. So tonight at the closing of this service and at the conclusion, after we're finished here, remember we have to set up next door in the fellowship hall, and many hands make light work. So my hour and a half preaching, 35 minutes is in here and 40 minutes or so maybe over there, okay? But as we close this out, I'm thankful for salvation. You want to come down to the front, lift your hands. You want to stay where you are, that's fine. But let's just sing, "Thank You, Lord."
Oh, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me. Free. Thank
other thing I want to do tonight is we talked about relationship. It's about our relationship with God and about our relationship with one another. Before we leave tonight, I just want you to go to a brother or a sister. Sunday night, we had a new member added to Calvary Gospel Church. Sister Christy Hawk, right over here in the front, was baptized. She came in through our Gamers Connection group. And I'm just so thankful to know and have a new sister. I grew up, I never had a sister. I got lots of them now. I'm thankful for that. So as Brother Dan, if we sing this again, I just want to greet some of you ladies. Come greet. Guys, come greet Sister Christy. Greet one another. Consider yourself dismissed. God bless you, and have a very, very blessed Thanksgiving. God bless you.
Oh, thy great salvation, so rich and free. Oh, thank you for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to so real.